Welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. My name is Jack Stafford, and it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. I really hope you enjoy this journey with me. And today we are talking about one of the most important topics within today's society, in my opinion, when it comes to one's mental and emotional health. And that comes to social media. Social media, whether you like it or not, it completely polarizes opinion. There are so many benefits to social media, but also from a mental health perspective, as we know, there are also a lot of issues with social media. And this podcast today, we're going to give a little bit of perspective on social media. And I used to have a dreadful relationship with social media when I was in a really dark space. I was always comparing myself to other people. I would always look outwards and never search inwards. I'd always think of what I don't have and who I'm not. And I used to think my life was just crap. And I thought, I'm never going to be someone who is living their best life, which is also a very false persona we have in our head, a false story. But what I want us to reflect on when it comes to social media, because comparison is such a big thing, it's human instinct to compare yourself to other people. But one big question, guys, we do have to ask ourselves is, what are you actually comparing yourself to when you're looking at social media? Are you comparing yourself to someone's body? Are you seeing someone who is in great shape and you feel like you're not in good shape? And you're thinking, oh, I wish I had that body. Or is it maybe someone's on holiday in the Maldives or Fiji or Croatia and they look like they're having the best time and you're feeling like you're at home and you're like, God, I can never go on those sort of holidays. I can't afford it. So what are you actually comparing yourself to? Because when you actually ask yourself that question, in itself, you can create distance from what you are comparing yourself to, because it allows you to pull back and reflect on what where's this coming from? When people compare themselves to other people on social media, it gets destructive because it's so up in our face and intense. And what I mean by up in our face and intense is we lack perspective. We see everything tunnel vision and we take it as it comes. So when we see someone who is in fantastic shape or is having that amazing holiday away and it seems all happy families and all this person's got a lot of money, God, what a wonderful life they have. My life sucks. You are literally just seeing visually a photo on Instagram and automatically jumping to a slope of conclusions and assumptions about that person's life. So then when you come to those assumptions, just stop and ask yourself, what am I really comparing myself to? One analogy, which is like a hypothetical scenario that I really love, is the window shop scenario. So when you're walking past a shop window, obviously in the shop window, they're displaying, say it's a clothes store, they're going to be displaying like a lovely poster of a model in their new stock, or they're going to be posting and putting up a lovely dress, like which is their freshest looking design, or maybe for guys, it's always, you know, these incredible, colourful clothes you just might see in the shop window. They're not going to put on there like boxes or clothes up on hangers in the shop window like they would in the stockroom. Because that's not very appealing. Why would you want to advertise things that don't want to be seen, which look messy? Of course you don't. That person, that shop, wants to entice people coming in And by enticing people coming in, they're going to put up all their best stuff. And that's the same with Instagram. Someone on Instagram, the majority of people, these people we can catch ourselves comparing ourselves to, these people aren't posting their stockroom life of all the garbage and all the struggles and all the shit that is going on in the stockroom. They're going to post all the best stuff on the shop window. Because A, that's a nice aesthetic for them. B, it's on a consistent basis, this is going to get them more likes and more external validation, being like, oh, everyone loves me, my life is so great, all of this. It's going to make them feel better short term. And because of that, they feed off it. So they're always going to post their best bits. They want to entice you in to follow them. But they're not going to post their daily struggles, their behind the scenes stuff, which is the stuff that is what life is about. Life isn't about the shop window. Life is about the stockroom. I just want that analogy to really hit home. Because whenever I think that I catch myself potentially comparing myself to someone, I think, no. Think of the stockroom. And it allows me to pull back and it makes me realize, actually, that's a good point. What am I really comparing myself to? And I'll give you another hypothetical scenario. Say there is that person on Instagram who seems like they have it all. It could be Facebook as well, could be Twitter, but it seems like they have it all. But then once we step back, do we understand what's really going on behind the scenes? Said example, influencer who has all these followers, who has the most perfect body, and he or she seems like they've got the perfect life. That person posts an Instagram photo that day of them on holiday with their partner, and it seems like it's all happy families. But do we understand maybe, or pull ourselves away from this and realize, how do we know that person hasn't woken up and thought, this is the worst day of my life? Or how do we know that person hasn't had a mental breakdown about 30 minutes before they posted that photo? But then they're saying like, I need to post today. I need to keep posting for my followers. I need to make it seem like I've got the perfect life. And then they could post that Instagram photo. Boom. Get loads of likes. Fantastic. External validation. But then after that short hit of dopamine, being like, wow, my life is so great. What's going on in that person's life in the evening? How are they truly feeling about themselves? And the answer to this one, ladies and gents, is we just do not know. We absolutely have no idea what is going on around posting on Instagram. And the reason I keep saying Instagram is because I know Instagram is definitely the most destructive social media website or platform when it comes to comparing ourselves to other people. Twitter's a little bit different because Twitter's toxic in a different way. If your mental health isn't stable, I would not suggest going on Twitter because it can be a very destructive place. Also quite amusing. Facebook, I think Facebook's dying down. Facebook's more for people like to get reminders about people's birthdays. That's what I know, especially how it's useful for me. Tagging people. But Instagram, as we know, is toxic. But we lack perspective on what we compare ourselves to because we're seeing everything at face value. So when you then have this analogy that I've just mentioned today about the stock room and the shop window, that can pull yourself back. And now you have that analogy, which has really helped me. It could be another type of analogy, but if this one helps you, next time you catch yourself comparing, being like, okay, yes, I'm catching myself comparing myself to this person's shop window, but what's going on in the stockroom behind the scenes? All the garbage that no one really wants to show, but that is the main part of our life, our existence, our daily struggles. If you've got kids, you know, having to look after your kids and be a full-time mum or dad, if you're self-employed, if you've got your own business, all the rejections, all the no's, all the early starts, all of this stuff, if you're just a bit lost in life, all the self-doubt that you have about where your life's going, influencers, people might think, oh, they have the perfect life. But this leads on to my next part. Instagram is, in my opinion, really quite toxic. And I come at this from a very mental health perspective. That's why this podcast exists. We are in an external validation crisis. And that is no exaggeration. An absolute crisis of always seeking external validation. And that is, I can't begin to describe how toxic that is, guys. Pull yourself back. A lot of these people you compare yourself to, they're posting great photos of themselves. One, there is most likely a filter, even if there's not, it's going to be at a good angle. Almost 98% of those posts will be probably into double figures take. There'll be the 10th attempt of getting a good angle, 11th, 12th. I don't know, but it is not going to be the first time. Of course it's not. So they're trying to get the perfect angle. They're trying to get the perfect lighting, which makes a massive difference. You know, sometimes I get good lighting when I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, yeah, I'm proud of that body. But then sometimes if it's not such good lighting, I'm like, geez, is that it? And that makes a massive difference. So all of these factors play into it. Suddenly they post a photo. How many likes am I going to get? We've all been guilty of this all the time. You know, we are guilty of this. How many likes am I going to get? Comments, you know, how many messages am I going to get? Being like, oh, you're so gorgeous, or oh my God, have a wonderful time, and all of this. And that short term, you know, makes us feel great, makes us feel like we have some self-worth, a sense of self-worth. We have a place in society. And that's what it all comes down to. We want to feel significant. Humans, a lot of the time on Instagram, they post things because they want to feel significant. Half the content you see out there, it's genuinely not valuable content. There might be some people who open up and share their story and show the real themselves. That's valuable content. But usually the stuff we compare ourselves to is not valuable content. It's just it's a selfie of that person looking fantastic. It's a holiday where, oh my goodness, this person's living the dream. Cool. It's their Instagram feed. They can share it. Of course they can. Thumbs up. It's each their own. But at the same time, it's not valuable content. They're not thinking of, how do I give back to other people? It's thinking of, what can I take? What can I? It's a very self-absorbed mindset. That is Instagram and the influences you see and all of this jealousy that you might have of other people, or envy. All of this stuff comes from a place of me, 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 me. Because usually the people we don't compare ourselves to, that we should be, the ones who inspire us, are the ones who give incredible value. The ones who will share their deepest insecurities to try and help other people, to share things that they've learned on their journey about their mental health, or about business, or about anything, about any different perspective that they learned that could help other people. That's the stuff we should be absorbing. Not all this self-absorbed bollocks. And so I do get passionate about this, because this is us lacking perspective of what we're really comparing ourselves to. And it relates nicely back into the first point. What are you really comparing yourself to? And I say an external validation crisis because once you are on Instagram and you attach your self-worth to how many likes you get, who is that person behind Instagram, away from Instagram? An external validation crisis in the sense of desperate for so many followers and to have an Instagram following. And and they feel, oh, I'm more significant as a person because I've got more followers. That is what this social media feeds into, that whole idea of more followers equals more significance as a person. But what if Instagram shuts down tomorrow? Who is that person? I worry for these people who try and project a certain life that we compare ourselves to. Because if technology suddenly crashes, if it was to come away, that person is going to have an identity crisis. And that's where mental health problems come from. And I know this, ladies and gents, because that is so much of where my depression came from. An identity crisis. I didn't know who I was. I felt lost. I hated my existence. And that's all because I just didn't know who I was as a person. And that's where all of this external validation on Instagram comes from. That's what it feeds into. And who are these people behind Instagram? Are they good people? Maybe if we were a fly on the wall around that person's life, doing like a reality TV situation, would we actually compare ourselves to these people when we understand what goes on behind the scenes? That might make us think a little bit differently. Would we compare ourselves to someone who is having a breakdown because they're actually really struggling in their life, but they feel like they have to keep up a certain persona? Would we compare ourselves to someone who is more obsessed about Instagram and developing a following than building authentic, genuine relationships with wonderful people? I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound very appealing to me. I want to compare myself to someone who inspires me. I want to compare myself to someone who is where in a space that I want to be in, and that can help push me on. I don't want to compare myself to an influencer or some model, or I don't know, someone I see on Instagram who it's all about them. No. There's a big difference in mindset there between me, scarcity. What can I take from people? What can I take? Again, instead of abundance, what can I give to other people? How can I help others? There's a big shift in that mindset. And that's another podcast entirely. But I just want this podcast, guys, to get you to challenge yourself to understand, what are you really comparing yourself to? And I'm telling you, we are in an external validation crisis. And it's not looking like it's stopping. It actually looks like it's getting worse. You know, influencer status going through the roof, how brands market things, and oh God, I'm a little bit fearful for the future with that. And I'm going to end it on that, because I could go on and on and on, and I don't want to bore you guys. I want to keep this short, sharp and snappy. But I hope this podcast has really challenged you today, team, to reflect on, A, what are you actually comparing yourself to? Also, remember, stockroom, shop window. Massive, massive analogy that has always helped me. And also, just think, who is that person that you compare yourself to? Who are they behind the cameras, behind the photos? Why would we want to compare ourselves to someone who attaches a lot of their self-worth to a following on Instagram, which is technology? That's all it is. Hopefully that might make you reflect on who we actually comparing ourselves to. Well, ladies and gents, I hope you got some insight and perspective on that. And if you do have any questions, please feel free to message me on Instagram, Jack Stafford PT, or email me, jackstaffordpt@gmail.com, and I will definitely get back to you with anything that you might have to say. Ladies and gents, until next time, stay healthy, keep focusing on your mental health, number one priority, and until next time, goodbye.